This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 26th. God's word for you today is build up. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verse 1. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is basing your life on the truth that God is who he says he is and that he will do what he promised to do. I anchor my whole life with no backup plan. My only plan is a plan A, and that is God. Plan B, God. Plan C, God. Plan D, God. I am anchoring my life on the fact that God is who he says he is and he will do what he has promised to do. If you can anchor your life on God, believing that God is who he says he is and that he will do the things that he says he will do, that is faith. Just anchor your life on him. However, for some of us, the truth is that our faith is weak. It is not that you do not have faith. It is just that it is weak. How does faith become weak? Number one, lack of interest. Faith becomes weak when there is a lack of interest. The things of God that used to interest you, that used to fire you up, you do not show interest anymore. Your faith becomes weakened. David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1. Please read. When your interest lacks and dwindles, your faith becomes weak. That is when you see husbands saying to their wives, you go and pray for us. Lack of interest. And wives saying to their friends, my husband goes to church and prays for us, so I take it easy. Lack of interest. Parents not serving God, but telling their children that it is good for them to go to church. Number two, poor lifestyle choices. Poor choices and choosing to do certain things in certain ways weakens your faith. The solution is a change of behavior. In Christendom, it is called repentance. The power of Christ to make you make a U-turn, that is repentance. Change of behavior cannot happen by your strength or by your power, but through the power of Christ. Unfortunately, rather than changing their behavior through the power of Christ, a lot of people want to change their beliefs to match their behavior. So, instead of changing their behavior to match their belief in God and what God has said concerning them, their health, homes, marriages, schools, and finances, they change their beliefs to line up with their behavior. God wants you to change your behavior to line up with your belief in him. Do not change your belief to line up with your behavior. You shoot yourself in the foot when you do that. The story is told of a young man whose youth pastor said to him, you started drinking. What is going on? The young man's response was, did you not say that Jesus turned water into wine? WWJD means, what will Jesus drink? He was changing his theory and his belief to match his behavior. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the bridegroom comes. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.